The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Let's talk about some of the picks that you just ran through. Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth. Do you think that they are confirmable at this point? What's the buzz on the Hill right now?
Well, I mean, I hope you don't forgive me for saying this, Kristen, but the general vibe on the Hill right now is WTF. People are shocked at the news of Gaetz, especially.
They are absolutely horrified, Anna, and that's not an exaggeration.
One of them in a closed door meeting said, oh, my God. When they saw the post from Donald Trump.
Well, it must be the worst nomination for a cabinet position in American history.
This is not good for the Justice Department, not good for the Republican Party.
They just don't have the experience to do these jobs.
Totally incompetent for this job.
He simply doesn't have the chops for a job.
Totally unqualified.
He's someone who, I mean, quite frankly, couldn't get hired by the FBI if he was, had he ever been interested in that.
He's a performer. He's a provocateur. And his views is that the more explosions he can cause, the more attention he can get.
He doesn't have the character. He is a person of moral turpitude.
They have absolutely no idea how to handle the bureaucracy they're working for.
They're untethered to the facts and maybe also the law.
This is like the legend of Caligula, the Roman emperor, who wanted to nominate his horse as a Roman consul.
And we are in pure George Orwell 1984 land where, you know, they say black is white and we're supposed to believe it.
It's about as dark and clear as harbingers can get.
There's a real fear inside the Justice Department that he or people like him would order investigations where there was no predicate, where there was no crime.
I don't think it's a serious nomination for the Attorney General. We need to have a serious Attorney General.
And keep in mind, Willie, they still have to do a background check on Matt Gaetz. Trust me, a background check for Attorney General is not your average run-of-the-mill background check.
Look at who Gaetz is. He's currently under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for some of these personal misgivings that he's been a part of. They really can't believe that Gaetz is the one who ended up with this top job.
This one was not on my bingo card.
Gaetz prides himself on political attack dog tactics, on unquestioningly defending Trump and on settling scores or perceived scores.
If you believe what Donald Trump said on the campaign trail about using the Justice Department and going after people, then Matt Gaetz is the logical person to do that.
He is singularly a disruptor. He is someone who's been selected because of his interest and desire to go into the organization and tear things apart.
This to me, while shocking and galling, is the least surprising thing Trump has done since he won.
At the end of the day, though, again, not good for President Trump.
Matt Gaetz, as Attorney General, this is a new low.
All the right people are angry. All the right people are freaking out. Trump is going scorched earth, you could say, to own the libs. John Fetterman, the senator, Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, said that's what Donald Trump is doing here, just picking the people who will trigger the left the most. One of those lobbyists said, you know, he used an expletive saying, well, who are these guys? We don't even know who they are. But that quote right there is perfect for their resume. You know, if you're going to that confirmation hearing, you bring that quote with and say, the lobbyists don't know who I am. They don't like me. This is what the American people wanted. They wanted the establishment to be uprooted. And President Trump, to his credit, is doing that. For them to say things like they're not qualified, they don't have the experience. Well, look at the last 4 years. Do you want the experienced people? Do you want the adults back in the room? I was thinking about when Bill Barr was nominated. I mean, I thought he was fantastic, and he was at the time. We wrote about it at the Trumpet a lot. You know, very respectable, really smart, quiet, kept to himself, had really interesting and fun hobbies, though, as well. Didn't seem like he was in it for the attention. And that fizzled out. Maybe you do need some of these firebrands to go in there and really shake things up. John Bolton said, this is the worst cabinet nomination in history. And look at the fruits. Look at the fruits of the Department of Defense the last 4 years. No reckoning over what happened in Afghanistan. Joe Scarborough said that they don't have any experience dealing with the bureaucracy that they're about to head up. That's the point, is people are tired of that bureaucracy. There's a lot of talk now about how Donald Trump is going to get these guys across the line. The Senate is 53-47, Republican majority. There's a rhino now. Thune is the Senate majority leader, and they're talking about using these recess appointments to get them in there. And those recess appointments, they last, and a lot of presidents get criticized for doing this, and it is a very king-like thing to do, and the Supreme Court doesn't like it either. But if you appoint someone while the Senate is in recess, then that individual has to be out of office by the start of the next congressional term. So you really get them for 2 years, which is what it looks like Trump wants to do anyway, is just 2 years of urgency, 2 years of a lot of action and making it happen very fast. The right people are upset. The right people are irritated. Our concern is watching, though, Bible prophecy. It's fun to look at this happen, but these are just men, and men have been ruling men for thousands of years, and it hasn't worked. We get excited to see President Trump's return to power because of how it plays into Bible prophecy. You see Obama being silenced, another aspect of Bible prophecy, and then you now have to ask, well, what is next? A lot of people are excited, but what is going to happen next? Mr. Gerald Fleury's talked about watching the Holy Roman Empire. Watch Germany. Totally not something that any Americans have on their radar right now. But look at how Bible prophecy has been fulfilled in these events. Keep watching it. Keep following it. Well, I just have this little segment for today's show because we prepared a gigantic video for you that we've titled The War in 2024. And it is about President Trump's return to power, how he warred to get back in office, how God performed miracles to use this man to fulfill his will in this way. For more information on that, we've recommended that trumpet a lot. This one, the Ready for War trumpet. I think this was 2 years, January 2023. If you want more detail about that prophecy. But like I said there, don't rely on men. Don't get excited about what men are doing. Get excited about the Bible and what God is working out here. And that comes through in this video as you look back at a miraculous year where Trump, his character was, they tried to assassinate his character and they couldn't do that with the lawfare. Then they literally tried to assassinate him. But God's purpose stands through all of that. This video, it's 45 minutes long. Jesse put this together. It's titled The War in 24, and we'll finish the show with this 45-minute video. If you have comments for us, send those to td@thetrumpet.com, and we'll just go ahead and get right into the video now.
Everything has to be Trump. Everything. I have a 7-step plan for Biden's reelection, and you can memorize them because I did them in alphabetical order. Attack, 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 attack.
The Biden campaign hoping the speeches and new ads draw a starker contrast with Trump. Aides telling CNN Biden may go full Hitler.
Is Biden smart to go this hard at Trump, to go, quote, full Hitler in the first week in January? It's really early to be doing this.
Some would argue it's a little late.
The issues that the court had to deal with today were momentous.
Well, Donald Trump endured the worst day of his life as a criminal defendant today.
I'm going to say the White House has been calling the shots on every one of these things. In New York with Alvin Bragg and Letitia James. In Colorado to keep Trump off the ballot. In Maine to keep Trump off the ballot. In other words, I think there is a conspiracy here where the Biden White House is calling the shots in the legal war against Donald Trump. Period. End of sentence.
Witch hunt. It's election interference at the highest level. It's a disgrace.
It's all a conspiracy to try and get Biden, who can't put two sentences together, trying to get him into office.
It's so unfair what's happening in our country. Our court system is a mess. All you see is bitterness and revenge and hatred.
Tonight, new evidence migrants who cross the border illegally are still being released into the U.S. by border agents.
It's a new category. I don't know if you've heard this, but I came up with this one, migrant crime. There's crime, there's violent crime, there's migrant crime. We have a new category of crime. It's called migrant crime, and it's going to be worse than any other form of crime.
Ibarra, a Venezuelan national, had illegally entered the U.S. last week. Police arrested him for the murder of Lake and Riley.
He used a weapon to seriously disfigure her skull.
How concerned are you that illegals are going to vote in this upcoming election?
Millions of illegal aliens that Boris R. Harris brought into the country will be voting.
America's economy, Joe Biden's work and America's economy is the envy of the world.
We got to do a better job of getting the word out about what we have accomplished and who did it.
It's going to take a little bit of time for folks to feel what the Bidenomics has been able to do.
These GDP numbers were shocking. Huge loss.
It has become much harder to afford groceries.
Secretary Yellen, have you been to the grocery store lately?
I sure have. I go every week.
It's sticker shock, isn't it?
Grocery prices are up 26% since 2019. And fast food prices are up 33%. A condo in West Hollywood just sold for a record-smashing $24 million.
Many Americans who do not own a home right now say they do not think they will ever be able to afford one.
And renters, not just home buyers, are feeling a serious squeeze.
Inflation comes from government overspending. I think we should not be complacent in the United States in thinking that and taking our prosperity for granted, because if with bad government policy, we can run the country into the ground.
We're fundamentally changing the economy of this country. And everybody's getting a little worried about it.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
We should do it in June, after Donald Trump's criminal trial is likely to conclude and after the president returns from the G7 summit. And then we should have a second debate in September.
The Stormy Daniels pay to cover up the affair hush money case. This is the only one that's going to go to trial before the election. Really? The first trial date they asked for was in early March 2024. That was going to be first. What happened to that?
Our nation is really seeing a massive decline in faith in institutions, including the justice system.
Let's also remember why we get to lawfare. We get to lawfare when one party loses elections. They instead try to sideline or get rid of the opposition by using other means, in particular, lawfare.
A historic conviction. A jury finds former President Donald Trump guilty on all 34 felony counts in his hush money trial.
The first former president of the United States convicted on criminal charges.
Guilty.
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 It's unanimous on all counts.
The former president, now a convicted felon.
Convicted felon.
Convicted felon. And that's powerful.
This is lunacy. Any red-blooded American who sees this is going to understand this isn't what we do to our political enemies. God help America after what I've seen in the last few weeks.
The question going forward, and pollsters are likely going to ask this right away, is does this conviction change any of the minds of those who have said they would vote for Donald Trump?
If you just take three steps back, the fact that they're putting people in prison, men in their 70s, you and Navarro, but others, lots of others, people in prison for defying them politically, that is not the country that we grew up in.
So you don't get down into the gutter with them the pendulum.
You know who we need? No. I'm going to utter words I never thought I would utter in my life. You know, we need Steve Bannon. That's how I feel today. Bring it on. Get somebody who knows how to fight dirty, calling the shots. We're losing. They're taking out our people.
It's so bad. It's making our justice system look so bad, but we raised more money than, I mean, I think we did $58 million almost immediately after the verdict came out.
Trump has raised a staggering $52.8 million.
It has been a big backfire, like the exploding cigar, like Wile E. Coyote chasing Roadrunner. Donald Trump, I think, is in the strongest position he's ever been in because people in this country aren't as stupid as the Democrats must think they are.
Start your tape right now because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
This is the entire election as far as I'm concerned. The entire world will be watching. If you are a carbon-based life form, you're going to be watching. If you've got a functioning brainstem, you're going to be watching. Because if Biden goes out there and messes up, it's game over.
And please welcome the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump.
And the earliest presidential debate ever now in the books and in front of the voters. Tonight, along with Aaron Burnett, the first word on what those voters might make of it from our political professionals, from our CNN flash poll.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do?
Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party.
That was painful. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all. I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now.
So there has to be a conversation with the president after tonight, right? Some of those conversations will be from people who say, sir, you should step aside.
A disastrous debate that has the nation fearing like never before another Trump presidency. Not gonna lie, Biden's performance in Atlanta was as horrific as it was sad.
I have never seen numbers this bad for an incumbent president during my lifetime.
I would argue that President Obama is among the leaders saying, get him out. I think him putting his hand on his back the other day, walking him off stage, spoke volumes. That's my opinion. I think President Obama is trying to get him to understand he cannot win this.
Is lawfare, even the conviction of Trump, working now against Biden?
I sure think so.
Today, the Supreme Court's conservative majority upended the way our federal government functions by overturning the 40-year-old landmark decision, Chevron v. NRDC.
Well, this case is a huge victory for the American people and constitutional government and the rule of law. It's a huge blow to the administrative state in Washington, D.C.
For Trump, what a day. I mean, his nominees put the court over the top.
The court also raised the bar for obstruction charges for hundreds of January 6th rioters.
The ruling means prosecutors may have overreached when they charged several hundred January 6th defendants, including former President Donald Trump.
Now, the justices will return to the bench on Monday to hand down the last decisions of the term, including that major case on whether former President Trump can even be prosecuted for his actions around January 6th. What, if any, immunity does he have?
The big question of tomorrow morning, what will the court rule?
I see zero chance they're going to embrace Donald Trump's argument that he has absolute immunity and can't be prosecuted.
Breaking news from the Supreme Court, where the justices have just ruled on whether former President Donald Trump has absolute or qualified immunity.
This is a 6-3 ruling written by the Chief Justice that says flatly presidents are immune, absolutely immune for their official acts.
Whoa, this is, are they going to do this?
I really did not expect that they would do this.
Here we are now where he's characterizing this as a win.
Big win for our Constitution and democracy. Proud to be an American.
There is a lot of optimism that he can now proceed without having the Supreme Court and these federal trials over his shoulder.
This case will not go before the election. It will not be tried before the election. 0% chance that happens before November.
The court's three liberals seem stunned and outraged.
I worry that voters will not fully comprehend what the Supreme Court just handed Donald Trump.
Did the court just say, yeah, you can assassinate a political rival?
He cannot be the next president.
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals,
ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Democracy will be at risk.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
He has to be eliminated.
They're doing everything they can to humiliate him, and they want to put him in jail. And God says, well, no matter what you do, I'm going to bring him back. And you're going to hear a message about what's going to happen to you and people that are disobeying like that and really worshiping the devil in a special way. But from the very beginning, brethren, we did say he is coming back. And even now, if you were to look at it, you'd say, well, there's some people thinking, well, okay, he's probably going to win it if he doesn't get assassinated. Well, he isn't going to get assassinated. He isn't going to get assassinated, or how could he come back and fulfill a very great prophecy in Amos 7. From the beginning, we've always said that because it's in Bible prophecy. President telegraphs Grant, let the thing be pressed. And that was the last important order. And like most of the orders, a good one. And on April the 8th, a Saturday, Lincoln boarded the River Queen and started home. And here, Williams ends it with one sentence, his whole book. Here's what he said. That day, John Wilkes Booth registered at the National Hotel in Washington.
So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit over, but I think it's
take a look at what happened.
Let's move.
Let's move.
Let's move.
Let's move.
me get my shoes. Sir, I got you.
Let me get my shoes.
Hold on, your head, bloody.
So we gotta move to class.
Let me get my shoes.
Watch out.
A miracle that Donald Trump is alive.
I think it was a miracle that Donald Trump was not struck.
Donald Trump is survived by a miracle.
Nothing short of a miracle.
It seems like everything has aligned in the period of like 3 days to make it very obvious Donald Trump's going to be the next president. There's no doubt about it at this point.
Not only did he survive an assassination attempt, he stood up. Without knowing whether there were other shooters there, he stood up and faced the crowd and raised his hand and said, fight, fight, fight. That's it. You do that, you win.
Supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
What's happened over the past month? Since the debate? And particularly on Saturday in Butler, I think a lot of people are wondering, what is this? This doesn't look like politics. Something bigger is going on here. I think even people who don't believe in God are beginning to think, well, maybe there's something to this. Actually. And I'm starting to think it's going to be okay.
So Mark Zuckerberg called me. First of all, he called me a few times. He called me after the event and he said that was really amazing. It was very brave. And, you know, and he actually announced he's not going to support a Democrat because he can't, because he respected me for what I did that day.
You know, I've done some stuff personally in the past. I'm not planning on doing that this time. And that includes, you know, not endorsing either of the candidates. You know, I mean, seeing Donald Trump get up after getting shot in the face and pump his fist in the air with the American flag is one of the most bad things I've ever seen in my life.
So Elon called me. As you know, he endorsed me full-throated. Great endorsement. I respect Elon a lot. He respects me.
I mean, the assassination attempt, you know, your actions after that assassination attempt were inspiring. Instead of shying away from things, instead of ducking down, you were pumping your fist in the air and saying, fight, fight, fight. And I think that's the president of the United States represents America.
This kind of moment has the ability, if he can seize it, to reach out to those voters who may otherwise not have been inclined to him before.
How many of you know a black man who has expressed to you that they're committed to voting for Donald Trump?
After an actual assassination attempt on Donald Trump, I can tell you that I will never vote for a Democrat ever again in my life.
And I'm a former Democrat who is currently registered Republican.
2 years ago, everybody hated him. Now, the majority are like, no, I'm voting for Trump.
Trump is leading here, and Trump is leading here. Trump is leading here.
You don't have to like Donald Trump, but after today, you better respect him. Trump 2024.
Well, let me say this as clear as I can. I'm staying in the race. And if Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi come down and say, we're worried that if you stay in the race, we're going to lose the House and the Senate, how will you respond?
I go into detail with them. I've spoken to all of them in detail, including Jim Clyburn, every one of them. They all said I should stay in the race, stay in the race. No one said, none of the people said I should leave.
But if they do?
Well, it's like, they're not going to do that.
You sure?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Look, I mean,
If the Lord Almighty came down and said, Joe, get out of the race, I'd get out of the race. The Lord Almighty's not coming down.
Fox News alert, President Joe Biden's announcing he's dropping out of the race. God must have spoken because he said the only thing that was going to make him bow out was the great Almighty. How did Joe Biden tell the world he wasn't running for re-election? He wrote us a letter. He said, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and to focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term.
This is leadership. This is patriotism. This is what it means to put the country first and put the party first and put the cause first. That's what Joe Biden has done, and he's done that for all of us.
Joe Biden did something today that Donald Trump is humanly incapable of doing. He put his country first.
We are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to. It's a happy day. What can I say?
Kamala.
Hello. Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, hi. You're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both, and getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Hi, this is Tim.
It's Kamala Harris. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Madam Vice President.
Listen, I want you to do this with me. Let's do this together.
I know Kamala like few do, so let me just say this clear. It's about to get real.
She's mainstream America. She's the hope. She's the opportunity. She's the American dream. I just think we are in a very good position.
It's remarkable. We're in uncharted waters because I've never seen anything like this, and it happened so quickly.
This could be bigger than 08, and there are this. I'm sorry, you know, well, that ain't my issue. Maybe some other people, it ain't mine. It could be bigger than 08.
And I think that the vice president's launch has been spectacular.
The endorsement from both former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama is the cherry on top.
Her favorability rating among all Americans up 8 points in just 1 week.
And is probably, and is the most qualified individual to run for president. In fact, more qualified than the last four presidents.
So yeah, Kamala Harris in so many ways might just be the right candidate at the right time. The right candidate for this century, by the way.
I think the sell job is hard. She's not Obama.
Don't be fooled by the media's rewrite of Kamala's record. The Veep is as radical as ever.
Oh, tonight's rally is the top of the heap. The energy here, is, as you can see, is electric.
I think Trump world's jealous of the joy right now. There's so much anger coming from Trump's speeches. Joy is real and it's important. People can make fun of it and say focus on the policy. But if you ask political scientists and psychology professors, they'll tell you the emotions matter in politics.
Yes.
Sometimes they matter a lot more than the policies. And that's, I think, the big story this week.
We're not going back. We're not going back.
When we send Kamala Harris to the White House, she'll fight for our freedom to vote, our reproductive freedoms, and our freedom to thrive. In the spirit of good trouble, Georgia cast 123 votes for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris!
It's ecstasy that just happened. I've seen a lot of roll calls. I've never seen anything like that. I tell you, it was the best party I've been to in a while.
This is a room. This is a party that wants to party.
There is joy and there's not a lot of thinking. It's a good time.
It was a remarkable address. One that I've never seen her give quite like this before.
So let's get out there. Let's fight for it. Let's get out there. Let's vote for it. Together, let us write the next great chapter in the most extraordinary story ever told. Thank you.
You're going to remember where you were on this night.
This is an inflection point in history.
A startling development in the 2024 presidential race, the son of Democratic icon Robert Kennedy suspending his independent campaign and endorsing Republican nominee Donald Trump.
So, Bobby, please say a few words. Thank you very much. Don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
But as we've seen throughout this election year, former enemies quickly change their allegiances when they drop out.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi, please.
I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people.
Meanwhile, we haven't seen Kamala since Thursday night. After spending last week inside a hotel room rehearsing every line of her speech, she's now pulling a Biden and going AWOL for debate prep. 4 days straight of debate prep. The last time a Democrat overprepared for a debate, they got knocked out with one punch.
So the stakes are high. And remember, she's the most unknown known person in the country. Most people know she's the vice president of the United States. Ask them to tell you one or two other things about her, particularly among swing voters in swing states, they might struggle a little bit. So this will be, the last 2 months of this campaign are a battle to define her.
It's not overblown to say this is the biggest moment of her political life. It's an incredibly consequential one, and there's still so much that people don't know about her.
Vice President Kamala Harris and President Donald Trump.
Kamala Harris. Let's have a good debate.
Nice to see you. Have fun.
Thank you.
Welcome to you both. It's wonderful to have you. It's an honor to have you both here tonight.
Kamala Harris went out there, whooped his butt, and made it look easy.
Kamala Harris was superb.
She prosecuted when she needed to prosecute, and all other times she was presidential.
She was elegant, she was classy, but she also was joyful.
I think tonight was definitive for her.
I think that this will cost him. Yes, I'm trying to decide if I want to go on record, and the answer is yes. I think that that he loses because of this debate performance.
Wow. She's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
She is the worst polling Democrat against Donald Trump in history on national polls. No one is performing worse than her. She is not doing well.
People don't really know what her policies are all about.
The left continues to be fooled into thinking attacking Trump means they're winning. He's been impeached, raided, arrested, shot, insulted for 90 minutes. So why isn't Kamala Harris winning?
An investigation underway after the second assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. He was golfing at the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach yesterday when a gunman was spotted. Trump was not harmed and was quickly removed from the golf course.
The suspect, take a look, Ryan Routh, is being charged with two counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm.
How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a different word to describe Trump other than threat?
Do you have any more information on the assassination attempt?
I think they, thank God, the president's okay.
We all know in this room certainly is that God is not finished with you and he has big plans.
Donald Trump, if he loses, faces life behind bars. If he wins, faces more killers gunning for his life. The only choice he can make now is to fight, fight, fight.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American.
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah, first of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been.
The swing state voters we're talking to are really telling us they are still undecided because they know exactly who Donald Trump is. They still have questions about Kamala Harris.
They're not undecided about him.
Correct.
They're undecided about her.
Correct. They are wanting to hear more from Kamala Harris.
And about what?
About she has identified the correct problems, they say. They don't have enough specifics on the solutions.
She does one interview with a friendly interviewer, her first solo interview after she became the nominee 65 days ago. She cannot answer a question with actual sentences and words.
You know, home ownership for too many people in our country now is elusive. You know, gone is the day of everyone thinking they could actually live the American dream.
I think at this point, the Democrats should just be hoping that she continues to hide in plain sight.
It'd be good for us to have a black woman as president for the first time in history.
Yeah.
But my vote's kind of still on Trump.
Thank you very much, really. And thank you, a very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying... I love that chart. Come on up here, Elon.
Come here.
Take over, Elon. Yes, take over.
I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
Why should we trust you? So, I'll say this, look, you can look at my career to know what I care about.
It is time to turn the page.
Former President Donald Trump put on an apron today to pull off a political stunt.
Mr. President, you actually have worked at McDonald's now versus...
Now I have worked at McDonald's. I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Why would she lie about that?
Why? Because she's lying, Kamala, that's why.
So we've got 2 weeks to go, and I'm very much grounded in the present in terms of the task at hand, and we will deal with election night and the days after as they come, and we have the resources and the expertise and the focus on that as well.
She was introduced by former President Barack Obama, marking the first time they have campaigned together.
Having them side by side like this is certainly a Kodak moment for a lot of people right now.
Kamala wasn't born into privilege. She was raised in a middle-class family. She worked at McDonald's when she was in college to pay her expenses. She didn't pretend to work at McDonald's when it was closed for a photo op.
Donald Trump is set to record an interview with podcasting giant Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan confirmed that Donald Trump will be joining him in his Austin studio, posting it on social media.
The reach that Rogan has is incredible.
This will be the biggest podcast of the last 100 years, the biggest podcast of all time.
All right, we're rolling. Good to see you, sir. Here we go.
We begin tonight with the race for the White House, just 9 days until Election Day. Former President Trump drawing a massive crowd for a rally at New York's Madison Square Garden.
Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to win.
The future is going to be amazing.
How close is this thing going to be?
This election should not be close. It should be clear.
I got to ask myself, well, why on earth is this race even close? What in the world is going on?
President Biden makes comments about Trump supporters, calling them, quote, garbage.
Joe Biden's garbage gaffe.
A political headache for Vice President Kamala Harris.
It has completely changed the narrative from where it was 24 hours ago.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Trump's peeking out of a window of a garbage truck just a week after he peeked out of a McDonald's drive-through window. You're looking at a political athlete. This is less than 24 hours. Now, Kamala spent millions of dollars producing that speech last night at the Ellipse, and no one remembers it. No one's talking about it.
The reality is, of course, Biden's team trying very hard to clean this up. I think they recognize the damage that has been done.
Biden, who doesn't even know what Zoom is, just derailed Kamala's campaign.
He has undercut her over and over.
Former President Trump picking up a last-minute endorsement from Joe Rogan.
Well, I'll say it again, man. I think this is the last election. If Trump doesn't win, this is the last election.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think people, and a lot of people, are waking up and realize that have been lifelong Democrats. Guys like Bill Ackman, guys like Chamath.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
Tulsi Gabbard switched over to the Republicans. Yep. Like, there's a lot of people who their whole life they've been left wing, and they realize, like, I can't do this anymore.
You and I used to be Democrats.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
If the Dems win this election, they will legalize enough illegals to turn the swing states, and everywhere will be like California. There will be no escape.
That is so insane.
This is the final. This is it. This is the last chance. This is the last chance, man.
It'll be a long day. We don't expect this race to be called early, but we are optimistic that we are literally about to be able to turn the page on Donald Trump and install Vice President Harris as the next president of the United States.
What? Looks like we have a projected winner. This just came in right now. Okay, North Carolina, Donald Trump is the projected winner. You see the margin there. That's going to be a real disappointment for the Kamala Harris campaign.
But I think the operative word right now is silence. There's not a lot being said because the Harris team appears to be searching for bright spots.
Fox News can now project that the state of Georgia will go to former President Donald Trump.
There's the breakdown right now, 118,000 vote margin, but again, Donald Trump, the projected winner. This is a big call here.
The first flip.
Harris headquarters to really gauge the temperature of the room.
You get into the crowd here, it's particularly quiet in terms of their sense of optimism right now.
For former President Trump to go back to the White House, look at his number right here, 252. If he wins Pennsylvania, he's going back to the White House, 271. It's coming down to Pennsylvania right now for Republicans.
Listen to this. So Jen O'Malley Dillon, I quoted from it earlier, but at the end of this email, she says, get some sleep and get ready to close out strong tomorrow. So essentially you're saying, you know what, let's pack up and get some sleep and we'll
see. You know what that reminds me of?
It's 4 years ago,
Martha. 2016.
With what we're hearing here at the White House, and that is nothing. And we have been noticing that a lot of lights that were on within the White House, at least from the part that we can see, have been turning off.
Within the crowd right now, it's pretty silent. A lot of glum looks on the faces here of the drive as that of a funeral right now.
Fox News projects that the Republicans will take control of the United States Senate. The party will hold at least 51 seats, which is enough for an outright majority.
We still have votes to count. We still have states that have not been called yet. We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted, that every voice has spoken. So you won't hear from the vice president tonight, but you will hear from her tomorrow. She will be back here tomorrow to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation.
You can probably see behind me the rush to the exits. I mean, as soon as he said that, people turned on their heels and they were out of here. The evening was getting increasingly somber as people realized what this map is looking like.
We are now projecting that Donald J. Trump will win the state of Pennsylvania. Former President Donald J. Trump will win the state of Pennsylvania, and thereby he is on his way to becoming the 47th president of the United States. With this, the path for Vice President Harris has narrowed, and there's really no path going forward. It's vanished. This is historic. The Fox News Decision Desk can now officially project that Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States.
The former president's comeback will be complete with a win in Wisconsin, a state that he narrowly lost 4 years ago. He is now the second president in U.S. history to win nine consecutive
terms. Donald Trump returns to the White House, the president-elect, pulling off potentially the biggest political comeback
in American history.
Unlike any in modern American politics.
For an historic political realignment.
Unlike anything we have ever seen.
Trump sweeping all seven battleground states, lifting his total number of electoral college votes to 312.
He also made significant gains in some of the most democratic places in the country.
I think it is really more akin to a political resurrection.
It is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
The influences of a Schumer, a Pelosi, or a movie star, or an Obama deciding to anoint somebody, those guys are gone.
Former President Donald Trump fought off a host of allegations and slurs, a criminal conviction on dozens of felony counts, and two impeachments, two assassination attempts as well, to reclaim the White House.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Luck, that was God saying, I'm not done with Donald Trump. There's some more he has to do.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, cause you're in a new town.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay, right, Joe?
Well, yeah.
It's gonna be all right. Just everybody take a deep breath.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we could show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything on the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
Fox News is told that Jack Smith will be gone from his post as special counsel, meaning the cases will be gone before Trump takes the oath of office at noon on January 20th.
This is a mandate. He's won the national popular vote for the first time since, for a Republican, for the first time since 2004. This is a big deal. This isn't backing into the office. This is a mandate to do what you said you were going to do. Get the economy working again for regular working class Americans. Fix immigration. Try to get crime under control. Try to reduce the chaos in the world. This is a mandate from the American people to do that. I think I'm interpreting the results tonight as the revenge of just the regular old working class American, the anonymous American who has been crushed, insulted, condescended to. They're not garbage. They're not Nazis. They're just regular people who get up and go to work every day and are trying to make a better life for their kids. And they feel like they have been told to just shut up when they have complained about the things that are hurting them in their own lives.
We did not expect this result, but we are prepared to respond to this result. And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. And we are prepared to fight back once again.